make a fathead of myself. Padded Room Radio. My name is Darian. We are back again for another week. I've been called the Dr. Doom of horror podcasting. Miss Monica is not here, but Buddy is. He's been called the Red Skull of horror podcasting. Buddy, what's up, big guy?
Oh, man. So Monday morning, I was cleaning my glasses, and they snapped in half.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that totally sucked.
Fuck. Can you see me right now?
Yeah, you're a little blurry.
Am I?
Yeah.
How many fingers am I holding up?
How many flashing? Yeah, so they'll be ready like Thursday or Friday.
What do you got, like backup contacts or something?
No.
So you're just kind of squinting your way through life.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, and driving in the morning with the headlights.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just like one big blur. So.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's safe.
Right?
Yeah, that's great. So,
good times.
You don't have a backup pair?
No. Yes, I have a backup pair. I tried it, and they're even worse.
How bad is your vision? What are you, like 2060 or something like that? I don't even know.
I don't even know what
I don't know what that even means. I know 2020 is perfect.
Yeah, 2020 is perfect. I don't know what.
Are you nearsighted or farsighted?
Yeah, nearsighted.
Nearsighted. So that means you can see shit up close?
Yeah.
But not far away.
Right.
Oh, that sucks, man.
Yeah.
How embarrassing is it trying to beat off when you have to have the porn like right up against your nose? Yeah.
Well, I'm wearing like sunglasses at work because my sunglasses are prescription.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool. That helps. At least you got that going for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but I can't wear sunglasses when I'm driving when it's dark outside.
Right, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man. When are your glasses going to be ready?
Thursday or Friday.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Need a ride to work or something?
No, I'm all right.
All right. I was going to arrange somebody else. I'm not saying I'm going to drive you to work. I get up early enough as it is, goddammit.
Yeah. How was your week?
I'd like to start the show off with a little public service announcement, if I may.
Oh.
From your friends here in the padded room. It's fall time. You know, it's our favorite time of year.
Yeah.
As horror fans, we love the fall. We love Halloween. Mm-hmm. We love doing fall time activities. Here's a little safety tip for you, boys and girls. If you're going to go into a corn maze and you're going to take a flask of Jack Daniels with you, let's go ahead and hit the bathroom before you go into the maze, okay?
Yes.
I went to a corn maze Saturday night. I came dangerously close to taking a shit in the corn maze.
Oh, wow.
They don't have bathrooms in the corn maze. They don't tell you they don't have bathrooms in the corn maze. And that corn maze was much more elaborate than I was expecting it to be. So I go into the corn maze. I'm getting drunker as the night goes on. The sun goes down. I'm getting more and more lost. My wife is there. Your wife was there.
Mm-hmm.
You were meeting us later. Yeah. Came pretty close to either taking a shit in the corn maze or just crapping my pants. I don't want to take a shit in the corn maze.
No, just stuff a corn up there.
I'm not going to do that, buddy.
No.
I don't know what kind
Plug
of,
it.
I don't know what kind of fantasies you're having, but they do not involve my butthole or corn. I came pretty close to just like going full Malachi from Children of the Corn,
yeah.
Just hauling ass straight in the direction of the music that I heard, because I know that's where the Sandy Huts
right.
are.
Right, yeah.
But, it was getting pretty dangerous.
Do they have any Sandy Huts, like, in the middle of it?
No bathrooms in the whole fucking thing.
Wow.
And it is a big fucking corn maze we have here
right.
in Reno.
Yeah.
It's like, it's laid out like a weird pirate treasure type of thing, and you gotta, it's a very cool deal. You're supposed to go through and find these clues, and you get points and stuff, and that's all a good time.
Mm-hmm.
No bathrooms in there at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I don't want to take a shit in the corn maze, but if the alternative is crapping my pants, I'm going to take a shit in the corn maze.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's like a bunch of high school kids in there. The place was packed.
Yeah.
If I have to drop trow in the middle of the corn maze, some 16-year-old girl is going to come around a corner, be face-to-face with my asshole. She doesn't want it. I don't want it. I should have. So that's your public service announcement, inmates. If you're going to the corn maze, let's go ahead and take a safety turd
before you go in.
Before you actually enter the maze. Or let's be specific with the people running this thing as to where the bathrooms are, if there are any available. Is there like an emergency exit from the corn maze? Is there somebody there that can help me if I'm lost and I need to take a shit?
A Sandy Hut beacon.
That's what we need. We need like one of those police sirens. Yeah. Just in case, like a brown one.
A brown one.
Oh, I was seriously like panicking for a minute. And then we got lucky. We just came around a blind corner and there was the exit.
Oh, okay.
But for a minute there, I'm like, I'm starting to sweat a little bit. And I'm like, I want to run, but I've got a good clinch.
Right. Going, and so it'd look funny if you ran.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm starting to think of excuses. Maybe I'll fall down and complain about a muddy puddle so people will think it's just mud.
Yeah. Everybody's doing it.
It was serious. Yeah, totally. It was seriously getting a little iffy there for a minute, my friend.
Oh, wow. I couldn't believe how big the line was.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have like a farm here in Reno, like a family-owned farm, and every year they go crazy on Halloween. This year they had the corn maze. They had like a creeper maze where you go through the maze and zombies jump out and scare you and stuff. And then they have like a zombie hunt.
Yeah, the paintball.
Yeah, they load you into this school bus, which is like fitted with paintball turrets along the side. And you get to man them and basically do drive-by shootings on zombies. Yeah, with
how
paintball
cool would that be?
We got to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Before the season's over. We got to figure that out. All right. Well, that's your public safety announcement for the weekend, mates. We got a regular crap show to get into. Monica should be back next week. She's, her job, flipped her schedule on her, so she's working some pretty long hours. She should be back next week, though.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and get into the regular show here. We got horror news, some listener mail, all the usual stuff. Started off with some horror news.
Yeah.
Horror news.
Buddy, what do you got for me?
All right. Let's start off with Stranger Things, Ouija board, Monopoly, and card game been released.
I like the horror board games.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do too. Pretty cool.
Would you say Ouija board? That's not really a board game. That's just a party thing.
Yeah.
Monopoly. That's cool if you got like a weekend to kill, because that's a long game to play.
Yeah, unless you speed it we did.
Unless you play with a cheater who's constantly stealing money from the bank, making his own rules as he goes along,
what?
Buddy.
What? Yeah, and a card game. It's called Stranger Things Ego card game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sounds like fun. I'm into that.
Yeah. On the Stranger Things Ego game, for a card game, it says each card played can either send a player's character to the upside down, make an appointment, draw two cards, reverse the order of play, summon the Demogorgon, or cause a rift that sends everyone who is right side up to the upside down, and vice versa. Players must escape from the upside down and get rid of all their ego cards before the Demogorgon attacks. Succeed or be toast. Yeah, it's kind of weird because it actually looks like an ego.
Yeah,
box.
It does. Those look like waffles.
Yeah, Lego my ego.
Was there some kind of a waffle thing? Oh, yeah, he was feeding her waffles.
Yeah, he was feeding her waffles.
I have to rewatch that show.
Mm-hmm.
It's been out for like 2 years. I watched it when it first came out, and now they're getting ready to drop season 2 on us. I got to rewatch it to catch up, remember what the hell's going on.
Wow.
What's up with you?
Burnt zombie child Halloween costume sparks outrage in the UK.
Like Bert and Ernie, Bert?
No, Burnt. Burnt
up. Okay.
Yeah, like a burned up zombie.
Okay.
Parents have slammed retailers for selling a burnt zombie child Halloween costume for young children, adding that it comes in the wake of Grenfell Tower tragedy. At least 18 children died in a horrifying inferno, with experts warning tens of thousands of youngsters across the UK have been left traumatized by the disaster. This, of course, led to the outrage over burnt zombie child costume.
Yeah, I could see. I mean... clearly, it has nothing to do with the actual tragedy. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if they all had shirts on that had that tower name on it.
Yeah, that'd be a little different.
I could see that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like...
it's a Halloween costume.
It is, but I could see why that might set some people off.
Yeah. Have you seen that tower? Like, do you know...
I haven't seen it personally. I haven't been there, but I've seen pictures of it.
Yeah, and that's pretty gnarly.
That's gnarly.
Freddy Krueger is headed to Dead by Daylight. You excited for this?
Fucking A, I am.
Yeah. No date yet, but it's coming.
Previews are already up.
Yeah, YouTube. There's a trailer on it.
I love
yeah.
that. I think I'll be pretty good with him because he's got that tight little frame. You know, he's like a little guy.
Oh, yeah.
So I think I can sneak up on people faster, and I don't know what his superpowers are going to be, but...
It'd be kind of cool if, like, the glove, like, would, like, come off and you could, like, slash from, like, far away.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I've gotten pretty good with Michael Myers.
Oh, yeah?
My son has recently developed a fixation on Michael Myers.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He's got a little Michael Myers doll,
mm-hmm.
and if you squeeze it, it makes the Halloween sound.
Oh, right on.
And he goes everywhere with Michael Myers.
Awesome.
And so this week, we actually sat down and watched the first Halloween, and I'm a little freaked out at how well he took it for being a three-year-old.
Yeah?
Yeah. So there's that.
Didn't get scared at all?
No. He's rooting for Michael Myers the whole time.
Awesome. Why is that guy so quiet?
Yeah. Is that Mike? He calls him Michael Michael. Is that Michael Michael?
Awesome. Doom Unleashes Hell on Nintendo Switch, November 10th.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're familiar with the Nintendo Switch?
No, what is that?
It's just, I don't know.
That's like the retro game. Thing?
Yeah, you
just
plug into
your TV?
Doom, Wolfenstein 2, they're all coming there too.
I'm into it.
So, yeah, that's all I got. What do you got?
Oh, let's see what I got here. George A. Romero is finally getting a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, nice.
Why couldn't he get that while he was alive?
Right?
Why? What gives? You wait for him to die, and then you give him one 2 weeks later?
Yeah.
That's fucked up, man. Mm-hmm. If you were going to give it to him, why don't you just give it to him? I don't know. Whatever. It's going to piss me off. Are you ready for a sequel to Strangers?
Yes.
Strangers Prey at Night.
Mm-hmm.
P-R-E-Y.
Yeah.
As in, like, Predator and Prey.
Mm-hmm.
Gets a March 9th, 2018 release.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to check it out, obviously, but mm-hmm. As I've stated before, I feel like there's no place for that thing to go but down, and plus it's been like 10 years
yeah.
since the original came out,
mm-hmm.
so I'll check it out anyway.
Yeah, me
too. See what's going on with that. What else we got here? Looks like Cox Cable is dropping the Chiller Network after Halloween.
I'm sorry, did you say Cox?
I did. Cable? Don't get too excited there, big guy.
Is it actually spelt like that, too?
C-O-X.
Oh, okay.
It'd be pretty funny if it was...
Yeah, C-O-C-K-S.
If that was actually, like, the guy's name, I would change it to C-O-X.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would change my middle name to Loves. Either way, Cox Cable will no longer be carrying the Chiller Network. Who gives a shit? They don't have anything good on there anyway.
Right.
They take horror movies that we love, they butcher them, and dumb them down for network TV, and that's a giant pain in the ass, so fuck them anyway. Mark Duplass has confirmed that Creep is a trilogy.
Ooh, yes! I'm excited for this.
We got this new one coming at us pretty soon, and there's already another one. This part three is in the works already.
Oh, I can't wait. This
I'm
is
pumped.
Awesome.
I'm pumped for that.
Yeah.
I like that show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm psyched for the second one. What I'm not psyched for is Death Race 4.
Oh, I'm excited for
you
this
like,
one.
You like that?
I like these Death Races.
I don't races. Know, man. Well, to be honest, I never saw any past the first one. Now, this is going to be a fourth installment in the Jason Statham Death Race movies.
Oh, okay.
Not Death Race 2050.
Oh, okay. Well,
so it's right. a, yeah.
I'm not as excited then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I might check it out. I watched the first one. After that, I was like, oh, it's cool. It's like a killer car thing. And then after that, they all went straight to VOD or worse.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this is a bunch of crap, probably. So, all right. So it's coming. Death Race 4 Beyond Anarchy gets a 2018 release date. It's going to star Danny Trejo. That's a bad sign.
Oh, no.
That's a bad sign. And, excuse me, Danny Glover.
What?
Danny Glover. Death Race 4.
Okay.
Dueling Dannys going on.
Yeah.
Death Race 4. I'm not too excited for it, but I wasn't a huge fan of the Death Race movies to begin with, except for the Roger Corman ones.
Yeah.
So, that's something to look forward to. It's all I got into horror news this week.
All inmates. Right.
Let's get into some listener mail here, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Listener mail.
The sweet sounds of listener mail.
Yeah, what do we got?
We got voicemails. We have emails. You have the whole goddamn thing. Let's start it off with the emails. Mm-hmm. Who's up first here? Our new friend Lance coming back again.
Hey, Lance.
I love this guy. Subject line, Terra Dome votes on Friday the 13th. Well, just calm yourself. There we go. Okay. Now I'm ready. Pinhead versus Dracula. I take Pinhead because he took on Lucifer himself, and even though it didn't end well for him, Dracula never dares such a thing. That's two for Pinhead is on the board. Witches versus Lost Boys. I choose the witches. The Lost Boys would hypnotize the witches into thinking their food was crawling maggots, and then the witches would put the maggots into a potion that would poison the Lost Boys. That's pretty elaborate, but if it's actually just Chinese food, then the potion's probably not going to work.
Right? Right.
So you need the real maggots, not the dim sum. I think. I don't know. There might be a dim sum potion.
Maybe.
Might be tasty.
Yeah.
I might go in on a dim sum. Start making myself hungry.
Right? Craving some Chinese.
If Monica has not already seen it, I recommend The Last Exorcism, which is a pretty decent found footage movie from a few weeks back. Keep up the great work. Lance from Texas.
Very cool.
Right on, Lance. Thanks for writing in, buddy.
Yeah.
I think she has seen it. I don't remember what she thought of it, but we'll find out next week for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes Google Voice, blah, blah, blah. Here comes Sean G.
Sean G.
Angry Gnome Comics / Action Lab Comics. Subject line, Terra Dome. Short on time and maybe late, but here are my votes. Dracula over Pinhead. That'a boy, Sean.
All right.
Lost Boys over Witches. Oh, this one could be a close one.
Mm-hmm.
I could see both going either way, so no real reason on either pick other than personal preference. Well, at least he's honest about it.
Yeah.
Right on, Sean. Thanks for writing in, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes Sean S. right here in Reno, Nevada.
Sean.
Subject line, missed last week. I didn't even realize I forgot to write in last week until listening to the last one. Oh, well, it doesn't seem like my votes would have changed anything anyway. All right, this week's votes for singles, I'm going with Dracula. Yeah, yeah. Buddy. I can't even think of an iteration of Dracula that would lose to Pinhead. For teams, I'm going with the witches because as much as I love them, I think the Lost Boys are overrated most of the time. could be. That could be. Don't Kill It was surprisingly not an awful movie. When it first started, I was fully prepared for a movie that even Full Moon Features or Trauma wouldn't put their fingers on. But after watching it, I feel like it could definitely have been put out by one of the C-movie production companies. It was fun enough, but nothing I ever need to watch again. That's it for me. Sean.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, unless you're some kind of a Dolph Lundgren aficionado. Which right. is, you know, there's worse people you could follow.
True.
I do like that chick in there. The one that played the agent. The FBI agent. She pops up in a lot of horror movies.
Yeah, she does.
She does good work, that mm-hmm. young lady. Here comes Crackhouse Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Subject line, allergies and Terra Dome.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, right? You should hear what I sound like when I wake up in the morning.
Oh.
It's just a salad of lung oysters being juggled around my esophagus. It is so gross. And the things I spit out in the shower.
Oh, yeah. The colors.
That one looked like a killer clown from outer space.
Yeah, right? Oh,
fuck. Allergies and Terra Dome. What's up, Padded Room? Been a while since I... What the... Been a while since I've done a proper write-in. Life was crazy this summer, and I've been pretty much consistently a week behind on the show. I'm all caught up now, and hopefully things start to settle down as we head into the holidays. I've got my house pretty much done for a Halloween party I'm throwing next Friday. We went a little overboard on the decorations, I think, but we should be set for years to come, with maybe adding a few pieces here and there as I see stuff I like. I regret telling the families that it was okay to bring their small children because my wife has pointed out that I don't have any fun or kid-friendly decorations. It's pretty much a straight haunted house. I've got a 7-foot-tall werewolf and various other gory animatronics waiting for them. Oh, well, at least they'll leave early and the rest of us can get our drink on.
Right? That's awesome. Yeah, seeing some of those pictures, man, they look great.
Yeah, man, you did it up.
Hell yeah.
It's too bad my son wasn't coming because he's used to all that stuff.
Right?
He's like, oh, werewolf daddy. Where's Michael? I heard you complaining about allergies last week. My son, who is allergic to peanuts and tree nuts, had a follow-up appointment with his allergist last week. It had been years since he was tested, and so we wanted to see where his allergy stood now. Unfortunately, he is still allergic to peanuts and tree nuts.
Bummer.
But is also now allergic to trees, grass, weeds, etc. The allergist told us that the best thing we can do is a daily nasal spray treatment, like Flonase, and do it once or twice daily.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, Matt.
move somewhere that has no trees, grass.
Yeah, or I think the best move would be
Alaska.
Just to get him like some braces with that wraparound piece.
Oh, yeah.
So that way, he just goes full nerd.
The headgear.
Give him the headgear braces, some thick glasses. That way, he just goes full nerd, and there's no confusion later on.
Right.
Doing nasal spray treatment, Flonase. The allergist was saying that folks with allergies tend to only use a nasal spray once they've got problems and then stop once the allergies go away.
Right.
But if you suffer from chronic allergies, you should continue to do it daily, and you'll find that you don't get the onset attacks of allergies nearly as much. I have allergies myself and would get sneezing attacks every day where I would sneeze maybe 20 to 25 times in a row.
Right.
Since I've started with a nasal spray, I have not sneezed once. It's been over 2 weeks now and not a single sneeze.
Wow.
If you only take the allergy pills, you are fighting only half the battle. You need to add the nasal spray to the mix. You'll be glad you did. I don't know that I want to get that involved in my once I hawk a couple good loogies, I'm usually all right.
I use Flonase.
Do you?
Yeah.
Does it help?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot.
Do you get sneezing attacks?
Oh, yeah.
But will you take the how often do you use the Flonase?
Only when the allergies come. When I lived in Washington, it was really bad because I'm allergic also to weeds, grass, and all that stuff.
God.
And so I would have like a handkerchief like wrapped around my face when I was mowing the lawn, and I'd be sneezing the entire time as I was mowing the lawn.
Wow.
I mean, it was bad.
Mine are not that bad. I don't think I need the Flonase, Matt.
Yeah, but since I moved here, it's been a lot better, and I just use it only when the allergy season comes.
Like, right on.
Change of fall or whatever.
I'm so glad that fucking loser, the tall man, is out of the competition.
Right.
He never should have beaten Myers. As far as this week's matchups, I will take Dracula over Pinhead, and I will take the Lost Boys over the Witches. Two more for Drac. And two for the Lost Boys. Right on. The Witches. I'm starting to come around a bit on the Lost Boys. I used to hate them, but I rewatched the first one recently, and it was a much better movie than I remembered.
Mm-hmm.
I've even been listening to Cry Little Sister, and I Still Believe quite a bit, as they're on my Halloween playlist for the party. I think that's all I've got for this week, kids. I'll be planning my next trip to Reno here again soon, so I will keep you posted as I figure out the dates. Would love to see you all again.
Hell yeah.
Crackhouse Matt out. Absolutely, Matt. Get your lazy bones on out here, and we will do something.
Yeah, I want a date ASAP so I can request it off.
Yeah, buddy might actually take a day off for you. He won't do it for me. He won't do it for his wife. Crackhouse Matt, you get a strong maybe.
That's right.
Right on, Matt. Thanks for writing in, dudes.
That Cry Little Sister, man, that's a great song.
That's a good one. Do you know who Zug Island is?
Mm-mm.
They're like a heavy metal band. They did a cover of it.
Oh,
which
yeah?
Which is even better. Yeah. It's a lot harder. Like, I mean, the tempo was still the same, but like the guitar riffs go on. It's a lot better, I think.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with the original.
Maybe we'll play that on our halftime, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
Cool.
Here comes Emma.
Hey, Emma.
Subject line. Hello. I just assume she sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire. I don't know why. That's kind of a racist. Well, it's not really racist, but I don't know.
She doesn't.
No? Have you heard her voice?
Yeah.
How does she sound? Give me a celebrity sound alike for Emma.
Well, I don't know if I can.
No,
I can't think
of
one.
I can't even think of English. I don't know. Whatever. All right. But not Mrs.
I keep trying to tell her to call in.
She should.
Yes.
Emma, call in. Don't be a weirdo. Hi there. Looking forward to seeing Sexy Buddy unboxing the tread box. Short shorts will do. Look, man. I'm sorry. All right. Our audience demands it. You probably got about 2 weeks, so if you want to do some sit-ups or some manscaping.
So 2 weeks. Huh? Oh, so who'd you order it from?
If only you people could see how red he is right now. I have actually been trying to subscribe to the Horror Block Box myself for a while. Pissed me off because there is nothing like that over here at... That was the only one that delivers to the UK. Oh, I'm sorry, Emma. That sucks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had great. I think they were probably the best out of the bunch there. You got a T-shirt every month with them, and now it's just gone. And I don't know. Maybe it'll come back at some point. We'll keep an eye on that.
Yeah, hopefully.
My votes for this week in the Terra Dome are Dracula. You got it. Teams, Lost Boys. You got it. Bye-bye for now, Emma.
Sweet.
Right on, Emma. Thanks for writing in, baby doll.
Mm-hmm.
We got some voice males here. Maybe some voice females.
Oh.
Who knows? You never know. I believe this to be Alan, perhaps?
What's
up? What's going on, Alan?
So, inside, when you're talking about the cop getting back up, see, I thought one of them had a beanbag gun, and I thought that's what he got shot with, and I think the reason his eyes were messed up is, like, internal hemorrhaging and stuff.
I think
she cut his eyes out. Like I said, if I remember correctly, it was actually a beanbag gun she shot him with at real close range in the head.
Okay.
And that would do that to somebody if it didn't right out kill him.
Yeah.
I'd rather be shot with a real one.
Yeah,
you know, those things ain't meant to be...
Point
you ain't
blank.
Meant to shoot somebody at close range in the head with them. There's body shots and stuff.
Yeah.
They hurt. I've been shot with one.
Why didn't this surprise
me? Because I wanted to see what it felt like.
Just see what
anyway,
it felt like.
Terra Dome.
What do you got?
Gimme and Shelley. And singles, gimme Dracula. I'm trying to remember who teams were. I had to go back and listen and call y'all back.
Okay.
I enjoyed the Pantera music break.
Right on.
Awesome. Y'all have a good one. Bye.
Later, man. Thanks for calling in, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
He called back.
Okay, teams. Shelly's taking Lost Boys. I'm taking the Witches.
Got it.
That's it. Bye.
All right.
Very
you
cool.
And Shelly are both locked in, amigo. And thanks for calling back with those votes, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes... I don't know who this is. I have no idea who this is. It comes... It's. I think it might be international, though. It's got a really long phone number.
Padded Room Radio. This is Tim coming in from Sydney, Australia.
Oh, hey,
first
Tim.
First time caller, long time listener.
Of course.
A few things first. What a fucking week, man. Terra Dome. Let's start off with the Terra Dome. All right,
okay.
So mm-hmm. we... In the, I agree with all of you, and I'm taking Dracula, just cause.
Sure.
And in the teams, Lost Boys.
Okay.
Very
can't
cool.
stop the Lost Boys. Just want to thank you, everyone who sent in the well wishes for the birth of my first child.
Yeah.
What an unreal experience.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably the greatest thing that's happened in my life. But there was also another thing that happened in the last week that was probably on par with this, maybe even a little bit better.
Ooh,
than the birth of my child.
Okay.
And that was
Vegemite.
The fact that the tall man is no longer in
Oh, come on now, Tim.
Which is the greatest
oh,
thing
right
that ever
now.
Happened to mankind. I'd like to thank everyone who took time to vote the tall man out.
Come on.
Right.
Buddy, thank you very much for starting that.
You're welcome.
Couldn't have been done without you.
Fuck off.
Yes.
Yeah, so the tall man's out. What good times. All right, well, till next time, I'll catch you down the road. Bye-bye.
Later, Tim.
Very cool.
Thanks for calling in, finally. Tim has his own podcast right here on the Padded Room Network. You can check out him and his friend Benny over at Horror for Dummies. New episodes every Saturday or whenever I get around to putting them out. Friday, usually, I think. Let's see who's up next here. Looks like Timmy called back.
Right on.
If he's just calling to complain about the tall man more, then I'm just going to cut him. I'm going to cut you right off, Tim.
Sorry, it's just me again. I forgot completely about Jalisa. She wanted to put her tips in too.
Okay.
I'm still at the hospital as I'm talking to you right now, so it's kind of easy to forget. Jalisa wants to take Pinhead over Dracula.
Right.
And she wants to take the Witches.
Right on.
She is wrong. So put it down for that anyway.
Yeah.
That's all we have. Oh, she also wants to say that fuck the tall man.
Oh, come on.
Right.
She's happy that the tall man's out of the competition. Say hi.
Hi.
All right, Julissa.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
All right, these two. They just had a baby, and all they can think about is how much they hate the tall man. Get the fuck out of here. What is with you people? Okay. Here comes Troy, Salt Lake City.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, hey, Troy?
Salt Lake City, Utah. Anyway, I'm calling to, you know, shed some light on a couple movies.
Okay.
And Terror Dome picks.
Yeah.
The movies I saw were Happy Death Day.
I heard good
and,
things.
And that long-awaited turd of Amityville, The Awakening.
I figured that.
Should have stayed, you know, in hiding.
Yeah.
It wasn't very good.
Bummer.
The Happy Shocking. Death Day was a pretty fun movie.
Right.
I watched it a lot. And cool. Seemed like it did pretty well in the box office.
Cool.
You know, kind of like a different, the whole millennial slasher type, you know, genre type, to it. It takes time of frame, I guess, you know.
Okay.
Anyway, Terror Dome picks. I think I'll pick, I'm going to go Dracula.
Okay.
I'm always a Dracula guy. Even though I do like Pinhead just as much, but Dracula, he has more vampire abilities.
I agree.
He can probably still travel through other realms of hell and whatnot. And the teen one's going to be a little tough, but I'm going to probably say the witches can have total control over vampires, especially teen vampires. They're undisciplined in certain power, and they just get careless. So I think the witches would probably rein them in a little bit.
I agree.
That's a pretty close one. Anyway, hope you guys are having fun and taking care of yourself, and talk to you later. Bye.
Right on, Troy. Right on. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Yeah.
At this point, I think, as far as movies go, the whole Amityville moniker... probably more harm than good, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's just been so many shit movies with the Amityville possession, Amityville haunting, Amityville fucking lunchbox.
Yeah, they might as well just call the next one Dude, Amityville letdown.
Just drop it, man. I mean, you think you're going to make more money by slapping the Amityville tag on your haunted house movie, but if anybody's actually following that franchise, they know it's a sharp decline after, like, part two.
Yeah.
So I would just call it something else.
Yeah. I'd be afraid to slap my name on it.
Haunted Theater, part one.
Sure, why
fucking
not?
Fucking A. Amityville nothing. All right, kids. That was all we got on the listener mail. Buddy, do you have anything for Troy, Emma, Crackhouse Matt, Tim, Jaleesa, Sean S., Sean G., or Lance?
Thanks for calling right in, and congratulations, Tim and Jaleesa. That's pretty cool.
Hey, don't let this stupid tournament, like, damper your newfound joy of having a child. You know what I mean? We're just a podcast, guys, okay? So let's just take it easy. Enjoy your new parenthood, and... Yeah, take it easy on the tall man, for Christ's sakes.
And take lots of photos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, take some pictures. Okay, that was it on the listener mail. Let's get ourselves into a movie here, shall we?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Please, I need a cell phone.
I've got it here. Oh,
Jesus.
Hello?
Honey, listen to me. Don't let anyone inside. Get in the house right now.
Dad,
do not.
They're already here.
Hello?
You bought champagne?
Yes, of course. I already told you we're celebrating tonight. We're a family. I wanted the three of us to be together.
This'll be awesome. In the summer, huh?
Calm, your women will be fine. If you don't, they die.
Please, I don't want to see your face.
We're going outside. I'm not going out with a mask on my head.
Where are we going?
Drive. Take your credit cards out and write down the PIN numbers.
They're not going to kill us.
I don't negotiate. If I see you talking to anyone, if you ask for help or you do anything stupid, I'll make a phone call.
expecting someone?
No.
I'm sorry to disturb you so late, but the neighbors heard someone screaming.
I'm very sorry that I disturbed the neighbors.
Why did you pick us? Why did you pick us?
We're talking a little Kidnapped from 2010. This one is directed by Miguel Angel Vivas, written by Javier Garcia Arredondo.
Pretty good.
Starring Fernando Cayo, Manuela Valles, Valles, and Anna Wegener. Wegener. I don't fucking know. Right. I don't even know. I'm sorry. So this one's not too bad. If any of our foreign correspondents out there are wondering why Americans have guns, this is a shining example.
Yeah, it really is.
I have many of them. The big ones are in a gun safe right behind Buddy. All the small ones are strategically placed around the house just in case such an event should occur in my home. And I also have dogs, edged weapons. I even have a steel mace that I mostly use for exercise, but every now and then I take a practice swing with. So, in case you're wondering, we are all a bunch of gun-toting psychopaths. But for the most part, most of us maintain.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this one starts off. We're in Madrid, which is Spain, right?
Yes,
I believe. And we've got a very well-to-do family moving into a big, great. Well, actually, I should reset. We actually start off in a park somewhere. And there's a guy in a suit, and he's got a bag over his head, and the bag is all bloody. He's also got his hands cuffed behind his back, and he's just kind of laying there in the park. He gets up, he starts staggering around. We see a car speed away, and then this dude kind of staggers out into the street, and then he actually gets hit by a second car. Driver of the second car gets out, starts, hey, you okay? What the hell happened? He pulls the bag off the dude's head, and the guy's like, just pull out your cell phone as fast as you can and dial this number. So he dials the number. The guy starts talking to somebody on the other line. He identifies that guy as his son. He's like, listen, you need to get out of the house as fast as you can. And his son is like, Dad, they're already here, and they shot Mom. And then we cut to opening credits and the start of our movie.
Yeah.
So that's pretty fucked up to start with.
Right.
Now we're going to cut to our big house in Madrid. We got a very well-to-do family moving in. They're actually moving in as we open up here. Movers. Easily some of the shadiest fucking people ever. Mm-hmm. And yet we let them into our house willingly.
Willingly, yeah.
How many movers out there are confirmed panty sniffers, I wonder? Sure, here's a box of my wife's underwear. Put them in the closet where we can't see you for a few minutes.
Right.
That guy's going nose deep in my wife's underwear. Mm-hmm. I guarantee it. Neck tattoos, bad teeth. I'm not saying movers are bad people, but they, all intents and purposes, could be.
Yeah.
Moving companies hire anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So watch out for that. So they're moving in. Now, we know where we're going, and we know how we're going to get there for the most part. One of the things that I didn't like about this movie is that they kind of telegraphed a few things. Before the action ramps up, we're going to have a couple of things shown to us and, like, deliberately pointed at that we as horror fans know for sure are going to come into play later.
Right.
So we're going to start off with this family. Their dad's very busy, obviously. He's like on the cell phone a lot, and he's talking to the moving company people.
Mm-hmm.
Hot teenage daughter. Mm-hmm. She's all bent at her mom because she has a date that night. Mom doesn't want her to go because it's their first night in their new house, so they should spend it together. And then at one point, one of the movers is moving some shit into the daughter's room, and the daughter says, hey, how did you get that scar on your head? And he's like, comes with the trade. So as if we didn't know, this kid is going to end up being one of our home invaders.
Yeah.
And he's going to be easily identified by the scar on his head that was just pointed out to us by the writer of this movie, unfortunately. Which is fine. It's not to say it's a bad movie, but that's something that we it kind of got highlighted.
Yeah, it did.
So,
it really made it obvious.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was pretty obvious.
Yeah.
So, that kind of sucks. A few minutes later, we're going to have something else shown to us deliberately. Some kind of a, what do you think that thing was? Trophy? Statue?
I don't know. It reminded me of, like, One of those global awards gone bad.
It almost like had the heft of like the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah.
It looked like a football.
Yeah,
but it was maybe an like egg or something.
Yeah,
but as they're moving all this crap in and they're arguing about who's going on which date and when, the dad picks up this heavy trophy / paperweight thing, mm-hmm. and he's like, "Oh, we kept this hideous thing. Ugh, yeah. What's this doing here?" And
the got lost in the move.
Yeah, and then the wife is like, "Oh, you know, it's sentimental value." And he makes a big point of showing it to the camera and looking at it before he puts it back up on the shelf.
So you know that's coming into play
again. That's going to be something we're going to see again later.
Yeah,
well, it's fine. I'm just as seasoned horror veterans, buddy, we know where we're going, right? And we know that these are things that are going to come into play.
It would have been better if they weren't pointed out,
or just not so obvious.
Yeah,
you know, it's fine though. I'm nitpicking this. I don't know why. So now night falls, the movers have all gone, and the argument over who's going on a date and who's not continues. She does what the teenage daughter, her name is Issa, she's pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
She does what every teenage girl does not get what she wants from mom, so she puts the pouty face on and go ask dad, and then dad, of course, crumbles and says, yeah, go ahead,
mm-hmm.
which is probably exactly what I'm going to do when Daphne gets to be about 14.
Yep.
For as much shit as I talk, I'm going to melt like a fucking plate of butter around her. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
So that's going on. She calls her boyfriend Cesar and tells him to come pick her up around 8-ish or whatever time, I don't know. And now we have a little bit of an argument going on between mom and dad over, we should spend the night here at the house. No, we shouldn't. Oh, I don't know. Oh, by the way, dad makes a point to mention that he left his cell phone at work. Again, mm-hmm. something that's going to be brought into play later. As they're having this conversation, this part was really badass. They're having this argument / conversation in, I believe it was a bedroom closet that has a window. And like mid-conversation, this Eastern European thug in a ski mask just crashes through the window and knocks dad out.
Yeah.
Just like that. I mm-hmm. thought that was pretty dope.
That was pretty cool.
I was not expecting that.
No, me either.
I was normally in home invasion movies, we get a lot of lead up. We get a lot of like POV shots of people creeping around in the bushes.
Yeah.
And, you know, shadowy figures moving around. Still, not this one, buddy.
Mm-mm.
Just right through the window, punch you in the face. Yeah. Okay.
Coming right at you.
Mom is knocks dad out cold. Mom is standing there going, what? Uh-huh. The daughter comes around the corner, sees the ski mask guy, sees dad on the floor, and takes off running. She gets to about, this house is kind of laid out weird. I think she got about to the entryway where two more thugs come in the front door, grab her. One of them grabs her, does like a spin move on her, and just kind of slams her head into the wall and knocks her out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there we have it. Our home invasion has officially begun.
Yeah.
And
game on.
Yeah, this was like the cucumber, not the carrot.
Right.
There's an old joke. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's Bert Kreischer. He did an old joke about... if you're going to have sex with a vegetable, you should do you should start with a carrot instead of a cucumber.
Oh.
Because a cucumber is like a home invasion. A carrot is more like somebody poking in their head in the front door and going, "Hello." So we got a cucumber here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's full on now. We have three home invaders, three Eastern European thugs. They're the fucking movers. We already know that.
Mm-hmm.
They get in there. They round everybody up, put them in the living room, sit them on the couch. Now, at this point, everybody's being somewhat polite. The home invaders are jumping back and forth between English and some Eastern European language that I didn't understand.
Yeah.
Where did you find this movie, buddy? Was it just out on the internet?
Yeah.
Did you get subtitles or did you get an English dub?
No, I got an English. I really wanted the subtitles, but it probably a good thing I didn't find the subtitles because I wouldn't be able to read it anyway.
They were it was a lot of yelling and frantic sentences flashing. So
yeah.
I got it on Google Play. It was dubbed there also. So right now we're being fairly polite with these people. The thugs bring them in. They've all got ski masks on, so for all intents and purposes, they have no intentions of actually harming this family. You got your typical group of thugs. You got mm-hmm. your leader guy, you got your psycho, and you got your new guy who's a little sensitive,
mm-hmm.
a little shaky.
Yeah.
Leader sits everybody down. Psycho, of course, is like slapping people for no reason and like grabbing him and like, you know, just yeah. for no reason at all. It's just like, I'm going to get you. Leader's like, okay, I want everybody's credit cards and I want their PIN numbers and I want them right now. Mm-hmm. Dad's like, yep, here's the wallet. Here's this card and that card and here's all my PIN numbers, writes them all down. Mom comes with hers. The daughter, unfortunately, has gone into a state of like catatonic shock. And she never really comes out of it. And it kind of pissed me off a little bit. She's just like staring and... we have to go through the daughter's purse, which pisses off one of the thugs. And they end up like slapping Dad around a little bit. we get... Now, this part is kind of stupid. So he makes them write down all the PIN numbers. He gets all their credit cards. Okay, great. Now he's like, okay, I got all your credit cards. I got all your PIN numbers. Now I want all your cell phones. So mom and daughter hand over their cell phones. Dad's like, I left mine at work today. I swear to God, we called it earlier and we couldn't find it. So it's got to be at the office. And the leader guy's like, oh, okay. So he pulls out mom's cell phone, dials dad's number. And sure as shit, we hear the phone ringing somewhere in the house.
Yeah.
Well, now you just lied to me. So they rough up dad a little bit. Yeah. Just, you know, slap him around, throw him on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's screaming and freaking out. Oh, don't hurt him. Don't hurt him. Leader's like, okay, all right. You fucked with me. Now, if you do it again, I don't know. I'm probably going to break your face or rape your daughter or some shit. So they get dad's phone. They go and find it. Come back. At this point, things are starting to get a little iffy. Psycho is like, he's not really groping the daughter, but you can tell he's touching her hair and stuff, and he's kind of touching mom's hair. Yeah. But leader guy is there, and leader's like, hey, fucking calm your ass down. We're not here for that. So
keep your dick in your pants.
Yeah, keep it in your pants there, tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, we separate everybody. They take leader and dad go downstairs to the garage. This part's kind of weird. Leader takes dad into the garage and he puts dad up against the car and he's like, hey, look, we're not here to hurt you. We're not going to kill you. We just want money. So give us what we want. We'll be on our way. Easy enough. And dad's like, okay, we'll give you whatever we want. We're going to cooperate. It's no big deal. Leader's like, okay, great. I feel like we have like some kind of a trust thing now. So I'm going to go ahead and take my mask off. Dad's like, do not take your fucking mask off. I don't want to see your face. He's like, I'm not going to kill you. He's like, I don't care. I don't want to see your face. And the leader guy's like, well, here's the thing, dude. We're going to go for a drive. So I cannot have a ski mask on out in public. So I'm going to have to take my mask off. And this is just what's going to happen.
Yeah. Take the mask off. It's instant death.
Dude, now you know. Now you know.
Yeah.
So he takes his mask off. He zip ties dad. He gives dad the keys to the car. And him and dad go driving off.
Mm-hmm.
So that leaves mom and daughter alone with Psycho and New Kid.
Psycho and sensitive.
Sensitive, Tommy. So that's pretty cool. Dad, and now from now pretty much to the end of the movie, we're going to be cutting back and forth between dad and leader out on the road and mom, daughter, Psycho, and sensitive guy there at the house.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's copacetic at this point. Dad and leader go out on the road. The plan is they're going to hit a bunch of ATMs. Dad's going to take out the max amount of cash on each card. If he does anything stupid, leader's going to call Psycho back at the house, and they're going to make a playground out of daughter's asshole. So dad doesn't want to do anything stupid, but he does anyway.
Yeah.
Which is a stupid fucking thing to do. At this point, everything is like relatively calm. Mm-hmm. You know, if you just play by the rules, you can probably walk out of here.
Yeah.
So they get to the first ATM. Leader guy lays out the rules for dad. Go take out as much as you can. You do anything stupid, I'm on the phone, and your daughter gets butt raped.
Mm-hmm.
So dad is walking towards the ATM. Some fucking bitch runs up in front of him and gets like starts using the ATM before he gets there.
That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, she like cut him off.
Yeah,
man.
Beeline.
You fucking bitch bag. All right, so dad is standing there. It's like a rainy night. The lady is using the ATM in front of him. Dad keeps looking back at leader and then looking at the lady. And then, of course, he does something dumb. Dad grabs the lady and he's like, hey, don't move. Don't do anything stupid. And the lady, of course, is just freaking out. She's like, ah, take my money. Just take my money. He's like, I don't want your fucking money. I need you to call the cops. She's like, just take my money. Well, no, let's not overreact. Okay. Right. Jesus Christ. He's like, I don't want your money. The lady like throws 40 bucks at him and goes hauling ass down the street.
That was awesome.
Fucking stupid. Way to fuck that up, you jackass. Right. Leader sees this whole thing and he's like, you fucked up now, you asshole. Dad just doesn't even bother with the ATM. He goes running back to Leader. He's like, I don't know what happened. She just got nervous. I was standing behind her and she just freaked out and left. Leader's like, yeah, right, you fucking jackass. Yeah. He's like, get your ass back in the car and drive. So Dad gets back in the car, starts driving. Leader gets on the phone to Psycho. He's like, hey, Psycho, do whatever you want to with the mom. So via like the phone, you can hear Psycho like throw mom, like do something to mom, and then like she's screaming and no, and then Dad just stops the car and he's like, no, don't hurt her. So Leader grabs Dad by the throat and like pushes, like shoves him up against the driver's side window, and he's like, all right, listen, he's got Psycho on the phone at the same time, he's like, I'm gonna give him another chance. And Psycho's like, what the fuck, I was gonna have fun.
I know, right? He was all disappointed.
Yeah, god damn it.
That's my time.
Yeah, you promised me I could rape somebody.
Yeah.
Leader's like, I'm gonna give this asshole one more chance. If he fucks up again, then rape everybody and kill everybody, set the house on fire. Dad's like catching his breath. Oh god, thank you so much, I'm so sorry, I don't know, I don't know. So they keep driving. They start hitting the ATMs again. Cut back to like 5 minutes before that, back at the house. We actually get to see Psycho receive the phone call from the Leader. Basically, he just kind of throws mom on the ground and he's like laying on top of her as if he may be thinking about raping her,
yeah,
but not actually achieving any kind of penetration or even some dry humping, really. But mom's freaking out, screaming into the phone, and that's what gets Dad to cooperate.
It looked like he kept jumping over.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the plan was there. Maybe it was more of an intimidation. Like,
yeah, I think that's probably what it more was.
I might have a hard dick back here, so better watch it.
Well, one of those things where they try to make them scream but not do anything just for threat purposes.
I could see that. Yeah. We need more sound effects here than actual brutality. So, whatever. Either way, Psycho is genuinely disappointed at the lack of rape happening here.
Yeah.
So he's like, fuck, all right, fine. He pulls mom up and sits her down on the couch, and then he pulls daughter up and sits her next to mom. And in a weird move, he like sits down like as if he were trying to sit on both of their laps at the same time, which I thought
wiggles right in between
them. And then he starts watching Sports Center and doing cocaine through his ski mask.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you could do worse. At least he's not raping anybody. And if he just wants to watch TV, and then like a sensitive guy comes in and he's got like a cheese tray that he made out of the fridge.
Yeah,
make yourselves at home.
Yeah,
guess we're going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
If this keeps you distracted and your mind off of butt rape while you're here in my home, then by all means,
watch TV.
Yeah. I could make you a drink if you'd like. Maybe I'll make myself one too. We could all have a good time.
Right? Can I get you a sandwich?
Yeah, let's just keep those masks on and we'll all do just fine here, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's all well and good. Unfortunately, pretty soon there's going to be a buzz at the door.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's like a... we still have Caesar, the boyfriend, coming to pick up Issa.
Yeah.
Caesar's outside. He rings the doorbell. They're like, who the fuck is out there? And mom and daughter are both like, oh, I don't know. So they all just kind of hunker down for a minute. Apparently, there's like like some kind of a security gate that they have to buzz you through in order to get to the front door.
Yeah.
So he's out at
like
the
security. Ringing.
Yeah. Like that, one of those things you put on. Those internet things where somebody rings your doorbell and you can answer.
Like a webcam thing.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So he's out at the security gate. They're like, all right, everybody just shut the fuck up. So he rings the buzzer a couple of times and then he just kind of goes away. And they're like, okay, great. He went away.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he did not actually go away. He hopped the fence and is now knocking on the front door. like, who the fuck is that guy? And then finally, Issa's like, it's a friend. He's coming to pick me up. They're like, ah, shit. So they both go to the door. This part I actually got a little chuckle out of because they open the door, they grab him, they bring him inside, and they slam him up against the wall. And then they just kind of start haphazardly slapping him. Yeah. Well, it didn't look like they were hitting him that hard, no. But he made a world-class vagina out of himself.
Oh, he sure did. I'm surprised he didn't piss himself.
He probably did. That's great. So sensitive guy and psycho are in a very silly way interrogating Caesar. Mom and daughter see their opportunity, so they get up and they haul ass downstairs. Apparently, somewhere in this downstairs movement, daughter gets her hands free. Because by the time they get to this other room, her hands are already free.
Yeah.
They get down there, and this house is kind of weird. This might be a European thing, but every door seems to like have a key. Like, you need a key to get into everything. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if there's like a skeleton key, or maybe the people that lived there previously had like a weird pervy roommate that was always walking in at opportune times.
I don't know.
It's a very strange thing. But they get down to what I believe is like a downstairs bathroom. They lock the door. The psycho and sensitive guy can't get in. And there's like a glass panel wall with those weird cube things right next to the door. So we can kind of, and this part's pretty cool because we actually go into split screen.
Mm-hmm.
So we're watching mom and daughter freak out inside this bathroom. We're watching Sensitive and Psycho kick the shit out of Caesar on the other side.
Yeah.
So basically, they get down there. They got Caesar with them. They're slapping him. He's, again, making a giant vagina out of himself.
Oh, yeah.
Sensitive guy's like, look, bitches, either you open the door or we're going to execute this fucking guy. You got to open the door! We're breaking up.
Right?
If we survive this, we're breaking up, and I'm going to tell everybody at school what a fucko you are.
Yeah.
So that's great. Now this part kind of peeved me a little bit because we're watching this as it's happening. At one point, Psycho tells Sensitive to go run around the side of the house.
Yeah.
Apparently there is a giant open window right there in the bathroom that they could easily climb through and be outside.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that being said, we get mom's hands free, so she's able to assist. The window itself looked like it was about shoulder height. So it's no great physical feat for somebody to just kind of leap out of it or roll out of it or somehow negotiate it. But for some reason, mom and daughter have like a good cry session instead, where they both like kind of got up to the window and then they just kind of...
Well, I think what it was, the girlfriend or whatever, the daughter wanted to go and rescue him, like, you know, save him.
Yeah.
And daughter's trying to convince her, no, we got to get out of here.
Okay, but there was no actual communication of that sort. That's what I mean, that's fine if you want, if that's what you want to go with, but that was never communicated. All they did was finally, mom kind of hoists the daughter through the window, but by now it's been like 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. So they have already set up a full ambush out there.
Oh, yeah.
Daughter goes through the window, goes hauling ass down the driveway, gets tackled by sensitive guy about halfway down.
Yeah.
And we are right back where we started.
Yeah.
You motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Okay. About this time, we're going to cut back to dad and leader in the car. They're driving around, hitting up ATM machines. We're not getting nearly as much money as we thought we were. I think a lot of that, I mean, this is a well-to-do family, but I think a lot of that had to do with, like, maximum amounts you could withdraw at one time.
And they just got this place, too, so.
Yeah, so there's that, too. Leader's getting more and more disappointed, and dad's, like, trying to, like, talk to him, and, hey, you know, we're going to communicate, we're gonna work with you on this. We just want you to get out of here, and, you know, we don't want anybody getting hurt, so let's just, everybody be cool. Everything's fine.
Don't hurt my family.
For the most part, the leader's being pretty cool about it. You know, he's not like slapping them around or anything. He's just, let's just get this done and we'll all get on with our lives. It'll be great. Excellent. Now we're going to cut back to the house. Apparently, all this screaming and nonsense has somehow alerted the security guard. I'm going to call him a security guard.
Yeah.
He didn't even look like a full cop.
Yeah.
Looked like some guy that might drive a golf cart or a Segway, perhaps.
Although it is Spain. I mean, who knows?
You never know. You never know with these guys. I don't think he had a gun.
Yes, he did.
He did have a gun?
Yeah, he did have a gun.
Okay, so the security guard shows up, and he knocks on the door, and the psycho has mom, like, by the hair, and he's like, who the fuck is that? We're looking at the weird webcam thing again, and she's like, oh, that's the security for the homeowners association or gated community that we live in. He's like, what the fuck is this guy? So,
like, wait, how many boyfriends do you have? Yeah, no shit. That was funny.
So he grabs mom by the hair. He walks her up there, and he's like, if you don't get rid of him, I'm going to shoot your daughter in the face. You got it? And yep. She's like, okay, great. So she opens the door. She's not fooling anybody, man.
Oh, no.
She's like three. And this was actually a testament to this actress's ability, because she did this pretty good. She's like three shades of white.
Yep.
She's just like staring at the guy with wide eyes and like just giving one-word answers. Are you okay, ma'am? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is you sure everything's okay? Uh-huh. Well, I'm going to have to come in. Eventually, Psycho gets sick of this, and he's like, oh, fuck, he's going to have to come in. So Psycho goes around the corner, drops like all the tactical gear, takes off his ski mask, and then comes back and starts pretending like he's the husband of the family.
Yeah.
Security guard comes in, and he starts like moseying around. He's like, hey, everything okay here? And Psycho's like, yeah, you know, we just moved in, and we're, you know, getting situated. I have to play the TV real loud because I'm a little hard of hearing, but we'll turn it down.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, like, they're going to make the security guard a cup of coffee. Mom, the mom is not a good actress. The actress playing the mom is a good actress. Yes. So basically, the mom is just like standing there.
Yeah, go warm him up some almond milk.
Like a carton of milk, just staring at the guy. Jesus Christ, bitch, you're going to get everybody killed.
I know, right?
Come on, man. You got to pull it together. And eventually, like, Psycho's like, oh, he's on to me. So he says something to the security guard in that weird European language.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, he just pulls out a kitchen knife from a drawer and slits the dude's throat.
Yeah.
Blood goes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
sensitive guy comes around the corner and sees it. He's like, what the fuck is this, man? This was not part of the program.
Right.
He's like, first off, you took off your fucking mask, so now they know what you look like. Second off, you killed a fucking security guard.
Mm-hmm.
Psycho's like, I don't give a shit. I'm going to kill everybody anyway. So now we have a little bit of infighting between Sensitive and Psycho.
Yeah.
Sensitive is pretty shook, and he's like up against the wall. He's like, He picks up the phone to call Leader, and Psycho like swats the phone out of his hand,
mm-hmm.
and then he just grabs Sensitive's mask and rips it off. So now he's like, look at him! Sure enough, it's the fucking kid with the scar on his head.
Yep.
We already knew that, though.
Yeah.
So, like, oh, look at him! Everybody look at him! And they're like, oh, okay, now they've seen our faces. So Psycho's like, yeah, well, now even if we weren't going to kill him, now we're going to kill him for sure.
Definitely.
All right, that's pretty hairy there, right there. that just escalated rather quickly, unfortunately, for this family.
Yeah.
At this point, I think they could have survived this. Up to this point, Leader seemed like a pretty cool customer. I think if you're a criminal and you're a home invader, you don't want to kill anybody. You want to make off with the cash and the valuables and get out of there as quietly as you possibly can.
Right.
Psycho, I think, just wanted to kill everybody.
And rape everybody.
yeah. And
he wanted to have a good time.
Probably take a dump on their entryway rug or something. I don't know. Fucking weirdo. Anyway. Now things are genuinely intense here. Yeah. So
escalated quickly.
Yeah, got pretty bad. All right, so mom is freaking out. She's like, oh, fuck, we saw your faces. Now you're going to kill us. There's like a lot of infighting happening between Psycho and Sensitive Guy right now. And Psycho is not letting Sensitive Guy call Leader. So that's a problem, too.
Yeah.
Basically, we're about to go to Rapesville here, kids.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, he's like, you know what? Fuck them all. I'm going to kill everybody anyway. So he grabs the daughter by the hair and starts walking like out of the room with her. Mom jumps up and she's like, no, don't do anything. Take me instead. So Psycho like slams her up against the wall and he's like, you want me to fuck you instead? And he breaks her arm.
Yeah.
Mom just kind of,
that was gnarly.
Yeah, because her arm went straight back.
Mm-hmm.
I guess mom just passed out from shock.
I think
she
so.
Just hit the deck on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
And Psycho walks off with the daughter. Sensitive guy is now in complete shock about the whole thing. He's like, what the fuck, this was, none of this was part of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, oh, fuck, oh, what am I going to do? He goes downstairs, he checks on Caesar. Well, first he actually tries to help Mom. He like gets her up and props her up on a couch. She's out like a light, but yeah. He goes down, turns out Caesar did not actually get shot. So he goes and checks on Caesar. Caesar's like, oh, he's still a giant wailing vagina.
I know.
Oh.
This guy.
As a sensitive guy is walking up the stairs, we get to hear the actual rape in progress. It's just the rhythmic thumping of the...
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's some sex happening, and it's probably non-consensual, buddy.
Right.
Sensitive guy's like, oh, fuck, I got to stop this. This is way out of control. So he's like walking around, getting himself pumped up. He's going to have this confrontation with Psycho. Goes inside. There is actual rape in progress.
Yeah.
Get to see Psycho's butt crack.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care for that. unfortunately, the teenage girl is being raped. Sensitive guy goes in there, and he's like, hey, you get off of her right now. Psycho's like, just wait your turn, I'm almost done. And then sensitive guy just jumps on Psycho and they have a big fight.
Yeah. On the floor, actually, on the side of the bed.
Yeah, actually, I don't think it was much of a fight at all. I think sensitive guy got his ass handed to him. Luckily, though, the teenage girl, Issa, is like kind of putting her panties back on and like, you know, getting some semblance of herself back. She grabs a table lamp and smashes it into Psycho's face.
Yep.
And she just takes off running in her panties. She gets towards what I assume is like a sliding glass patio door, and then Psycho catches up with her and tackles her. We get more of a fight. I don't know if that was the patio, because I think that trophy thing was actually in a bedroom closet. I don't know for sure, yeah. Because this house is laid out pretty weird.
It was laid out weird.
Anyway, again, with the struggle there on the floor, he tackles her, but she's kind of slick with sweat, so she kind of wriggles out. She hits him with another lamp. This one actually like puts like a weird porcelain shard through his eyeball, it looked like.
Yeah.
That was fucked up. He knocks her out, or at least he thinks he does. He gets up and starts looking at his half an eyeball thing going on. And while he's looking in the mirror, she creeps up behind him with that weird egg football trophy and basically just bashes his fucking skull in.
That was awesome.
She like knocks him out with it, jumps on top of him, and you see him like half-ass kind of struggle, and then she just fucking plays him a tune.
Oh, yeah.
Right on his face.
Way to go.
Psycho is no longer a part of this equation, my friends.
He is out for the count.
He is down. Now we're going to cut back to Dad and Leader there at the old in the car. Dad has hit the last of the ATMs. He's made his max withdrawal. Leader is not at all happy with the dollar amount. So they're driving back to the house, and he's like, look, that's the most I could get you, so just take it and go. We had a deal, right? Everybody's happy. Leader's kind of pissed off. Leader's like, I don't know. Leader calls Psycho. There's no answer. So Dad hears that, and he's like, what does that mean? What does that mean? Why isn't he answering his phone? What's going on over there? And Leader's like, okay, now I just want you to calm down, because this is not going to be over tonight. So we didn't get as much money as we were hoping out of your fucking ATM, so we're actually going to have to take you to the bank tomorrow so you can withdraw more money, and then we'll leave after that.
Yeah, 12:01 a.m.
Yeah. Dad's like, fuck your face, we are.
I know, right?
So Dad just punches the gas, and he's just like tearing through the streets, and Leader's like, what the fuck are you doing? He pulls the gun out and points it at Dad's head.
Yeah.
And Dad's like, I don't fucking think so. And he just goes head-on collision with a parked car. Kaboom!
Mm-hmm.
Leader's out cold. Dad's out cold. Dad wakes up first and takes the gun away from Leader. He starts staggering his way towards back to his house. Apparently this crash happened like in the same neighborhood. So
yeah, they were on the way back to the house.
Yeah, so that's good. Dad's walking in. Now, well, he's like in the like driveway area. Now we're going to cut back to inside the house. Issa is walking around covered in blood and catatonic with this trophy thing. Sensitive guy has like gotten his ass out of the toilet or whatever he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's got himself a duffel bag, presumably full of whatever they found there at the house. And Dad and sensitive guy kind of cross paths in the driveway.
Yeah, sensitive guy picked up that security guard's gun.
Oh, okay.
They were aiming it at each other as they were like walking around. Yeah,
they both like draw on each other, yeah. But they just kind of circle each other, and then sensitive guy goes that way, and Dad goes in the house.
Yeah,
Dad goes in the house. We're back in split screen mode, which is pretty cool. As Issa is walking around, they're calling out for each other. They kind of meet each other in the hallway, and they're both very shaken and bloody and all fucked up, and they hug each other. We're thinking, oh, maybe we're gonna make it here. Go downstairs, get mom. She's got a broken arm, and she's a lot of pain, but everything's cool. Find out Caesar is still alive. Now we're all together here in the house, and everybody's, well, I mean, pretty banged up. And
yeah.
What's her name? Lost alive. Her virginity, but at least we're alive.
Yeah.
Dad's like, oh, God, okay, they're out of here, except for the dead fucker in the bedroom. So he takes Caesar's phone, and he goes upstairs trying to find a signal.
Mm-hmm.
And the camera's, as soon as I saw the camera following him real slow as he's trying to find the signal, I'm like, there's, nope. Leader's awake. I couldn't really tell if it was Leader or Sensitive Guy, but he goes upstairs. Leader comes in with a sledgehammer just as Dad is on the phone with the cops, and just does Dad in with a sledgehammer right to the dome. Boom.
Couple swings.
Yeah, put him away for good.
Oh yeah.
Just as that's happening, Mom's coming up the stairs behind him. She has the gun that Leader had. I'm not 100% sure what happened right here, but she shoots Leader.
Missed.
Did she?
Yeah.
I thought she caught him one.
No, I think she missed.
Oh, that sucks, because Leader still has the sledgehammer. Leader just kind of walks towards her. She's pointing the gun at him, but not firing.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Just too much shock.
I get... it's that. I don't know. Anyway, Leader just kind of nonchalantly walks up to her, takes the gun away from her, and shoots her in the face.
Yeah.
About that time, Issa and Caesar come up.
And see it happen.
Yeah, see the whole thing. Caesar's like, woo!
I'm out of here.
Makes a run for the door. Leader shoots him right in the back.
Back of the head, I think. Was it splattered all over the door.
Probably. Yeah. You're probably right. Issa's just standing there paralyzed. And we kind of cut away from Leader at this point. We just focus on Issa's face. She's got all pale, has this look of complete fright on her face. Camera pans down slowly to her stomach, and then you just see a hand from off camera with a butcher knife come in and stab her like 16 times in the stomach.
Yeah.
And that's the end of your movie, buddy.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Kidnap?
Dude, I love this movie.
You like this one?
Yeah, I really did. Couple things I didn't like about it was the overemphasis on, you know, all the giveaways.
Right.
And then the English dub threw me off, because, I mean, when they're walking through the house right at the beginning of the movie, you know, you hear the bam, bam, bam. I mean, you could tell it was just all added in there.
Yeah.
Didn't care for that. So I really want to see
the subtitled
one.
Right on.
I knew the leader wasn't dead, because when after the car wreck scene and the dad took the gun and walked away, I'm thinking, oh yeah, he's gonna come alive later.
Dude, you just gotta
cut. I would have shot him right then.
You gotta cut his fucking head off.
I just,
that's what I would do.
Well, Susie grabbed the gun, I would have been like, boom, I would just would have shot him.
Well, yeah, that's a good way to go.
Yeah.
But in case there's still a situation in the house, you gotta walk in the front door and throw his head into the living room. That sends a statement.
Yeah.
That says, I just took Leader's head. You motherfuckers are next. Well, unfortunately, my daughter already got one of you, but still. Anyway.
Yeah.
Not a bad show as far as home invasion goes. Once we lose control of the situation, it ramps up pretty bad. I feel like if they had just played along and... you know, giving them what they wanted, they might have had a pretty good chance of walking out of there with, you know, just some property damage.
Yeah. Stop trying to escape.
If you're going to escape, then go full on. You know what I'm saying? Don't go down to the bathroom and then have a cry session. Get out the fucking window and make your... Go! Anyway, not a bad show. Definitely worth checking out if you haven't seen it already, inmates. It's Kidnapped from 2010. We're going to take us a little break right about now. Come back with some other stuff.
Yeah.
rich boys look on. When will they learn this loneliness? Temptations heat, mulling those work deep in your soul. You cannot love. Call your sister.
Inmates, if you like what you hear, head over to the Padded Room Facebook group and support us through the patron link with a small monthly donation. Check out the T-Villain link at paddedroom.podbean.com and grab some t-shirts. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Whoa, buddy.
Yeah.
You ready to get into the Terror Dome?
I sure am.
Booyah!
No tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
I'm not gonna hurt you. You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains in. I'm gonna bash them right the fuck in. I'll kill you all. I'll drive you crazy. I'll kill you all. Dream come true.
6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face, with blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Terra Dome.
Started off with last week's winner, shall we? Singles competition, we had Dracula versus Pinhead. There we are. The Hell Priest struggled mightily against the vampire's strength. Hooks and chains flew from the darkness, spider-webbing the crypt, but found no purchase in Dracula's flesh. Pinhead screamed as his heart was plied from his flesh and was long dead before the vampire could consume it. With a vote of 19-4, Dracula advances over Pinhead.
Dracula taking out Pinhead.
Ouch!
Whoa!
That was nasty.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the team's competition, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Who did we have? The Lost Boys versus the Witches. Here we are. The trap the witches had lain was sprung. David and Star were trapped, but the others were unaccounted for. If they could enact the ritual fast enough, they could still leave with their prize. Marco and the others emerged from the shadows behind them and tore the witches apart, sparing their leader any humiliation. With a vote of 12-11.
Wow, one vote.
God damn it!
Wow.
The Lost Boys advance over the witches. Shit!
That is fabulous.
One vote. I'm okay with that. I'm all right. I like the Lost Boys. I'm all right with that.
Mm-hmm.
I was quietly rooting for the witches because I felt like I could find some sexy witch tattoos
if they
went all the way.
Oh.
I don't know if my wife would sign off on that or not. Probably not.
Who are these ladies on you that you're tattooing?
Why do you have like hot boobs on your back? What does that have to do with witches anyway? Don't worry about it, honey. Let's take a look at this week's matchup, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
We are in the Asylum Conference Round 11, Singles Division. As usual, inmates, bear with me. I'm not very good at writing things. The faithful were quietly gathering. From all corners of the globe, they came to proclaim their allegiance to the boy king. His apostles were drawing them in by the minute, and soon Damien Thorne's forces would be legion. Governments would fall, religions would crumble as old gods fell and new ones rose. And the end of the old was nigh. From his dark throne he watched through adolescent eyes as many came before him. Most would quietly kneel, kiss his hand, and leave. But now an old man approaches. Dressed in humble rags, he begs forgiveness for not taking a knee, but insists that he did not come empty-handed. Slowly, with shaking hands, the old man produces a glowing red gemstone the size of a fist. He explains to Damien that he is a being older than time, with great wisdom and great power. He goes on to explain that he has come to swear allegiance to the boy king, and to prove his worth, grant the boy three wishes, any wish the boy's imagination could conjure. The boy king need only ask. Singles competition, we have Damien Thorne versus the Wishmaster. What do you think of this one, buddy?
I'm going for Damien.
I'm going to take the Wishmaster. I feel like this matchup was made for the Wishmaster because Damien's a kid. And when you're a kid, I mean, Antichrist, sure.
Yeah.
But he's still a kid. Kids want to wish for stupid stuff.
Not this kid.
I think he might. I think he might slip up. I'm taking the Wishmaster on that one.
All right.
It's one for Damien Thorne, one for the Wishmaster. Let's take a look at the team's competition. The Bavarian Forest is home to many secrets. Every year, dozens of hikers, backpackers, and treasure hunters enter, never to be seen again. A forest so large and so dense can't help but hold a dead body or two. Deep in its heart, a team of mercenaries approach a long-forgotten military installation. 7 mercs and 1 historian in search of Nazi artifacts. They would have been there days earlier, but they were attacked in the woods. Not hostile forces, but the indigenous wildlife, they supposed. Something long and sleek had sprung at them from the darkness. They'd scared the thing off with small arms fire, but not before it left its calling card. One of its young had attached itself to the Hungarian's face and knocked him out cold for almost 12 hours. It had fallen off and died eventually, and the Hungarian was fine. Now they couldn't help but get an uneasy feeling of being watched as they approached the long, abandoned, and well-hidden Nazi bunker. Team's competition, we have the Nazi zombies versus the xenomorphs. Don't even. I know what you're thinking. Go ahead.
Xenomorphs.
Yeah, I knew it. Nazi zombies, buddy. Number one, they're already dead, so they can't be impregnated. Number two, they have firearms. So if they can keep the fight at a distance, they can easily kill the xenomorphs.
Hmm.
easily. They're already dead. And if they do fall, like with the acid blood or some shit, either A, Colonel Herzog can just pound his fists and raise them all back up, or B, they can start that generator thing they had on the outpost and they'll all come right back. Nazi zombies, buddy. Nazi freaking zombies. God damn it, you people. Those are your Terror Dome matchups for the weekend, mates. Singles competition, you have Damien Thorne versus the Wishmaster. Teams, you have Nazi zombies versus the Xenomorphs. Think about those. Get us your votes by next week if you can. Mental health hotline is area code 775-387-0275 or the regular old email at thepaddedroom2011@hotmail.com. Or if you have a baby, we would love to hear about that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your Halloween decorations. We want to know all about that shit too. Whatever you feel like talking about, chime in on some immersion therapy. We want to hear from you people.
Yeah, if you went to some cool haunted houses, tell us about it.
I will do my very best not to berate you, but I can't make any promises. Let's get into some, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
Buddy, did you get a chance to watch anything this week at all? Besides me almost shit my pants in a corn maze.
Man, I don't think I did. No.
Nothing? All right, good, because I got a long list here. Demonic Toys from 1992 on, what is it, Full Moon Streaming. Elvira's doing a 10 Nights of Halloween.
Wow.
And she's doing like all Full Moon movies, too.
Oh, wow.
So I watched that, and I watched The Ginger Dead Man, and they gave it the full Elvira treatment,
yeah,
where she comes in and makes fun of it during the movie. That's cool. That was a good time. Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, 1986, that's a classic. More of a comedy, watching it now, I think.
Okay.
Halloween from 1978, as I mentioned, beautiful. My son is now obsessed with Michael Myers. And is actually rooting for him. I'm going to see if I can get him to watch Halloween 2 tomorrow.
Awesome.
Death Race 2050. Finally got around to watching this one. Much more true to the original than the Jason Statham movies. The Dentist from 1996.
I used to love that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a weird movie, dude. I like Corbin Burnson. I think he's wildly underrated. Mark Ruffalo in there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he plays the sleazy talent agent that catches Corbin Burnson like mouth fingering his client.
Yeah.
And then he comes back and punches out Corbin Burnson.
Oh, wow.
The Dentist 2 from 1998. Well, watch one. I might as well watch the other one.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same kind of a thing. He escapes, right. And then he goes to like a small town and tries to set up a dental practice and gets all crazy with it. And lastly, 13 Ghosts from 1960, the original. Yeah. So that's good times.
With the glasses? Like, do you have the...
No, it was, where did I find that? Shudder, I think.
Oh, okay.
You don't, if you're watching it on TV, you don't need the glasses. You can see the ghost just fine.
Okay.
So, I think you had to be in the theater to get the
full experience.
What did they call them? Specter specs or something like that?
Something like
ghost
that,
ghost specs. Yeah. So there's that. That's all I'm looking at. Buddy's got nothing. Let's get into some immersion therapy.
Yeah.
Immersion therapy.
What'd you think of the old Don't Kill It, Man?
Great movie.
Not
I got
bad.
A kick out of this.
Not too bad.
Yeah,
not too shabby.
I was expecting just a shit bomb.
Really?
Yeah, with Dolph Lundgren in it.
But he's not bad. He's pretty good. Not a bad show. I like the concept, that whole if you kill it, then you become the next demon. I like that.
Yeah, remind me of Fallen.
Yeah, it's pretty badass. Dolph Lundgren kind of played like a cartoony kind of a little bit with the like the rogue cowboy stuff.
Yeah.
Demon hunter. He's got all those fucking chains and shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a fucking net gun. That thing was fake as shit, man.
Hell yeah.
You could see it like when he's carrying it, it's like wobbling like it's made out of styrofoam or something. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it's not a bad show.
Yeah, some good kill scenes in it.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, when they go all killing spree with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when the dude in the... The hunter comes in.
Yeah.
He kills his neighbors. Gun. Yeah.
Whew.
Blood takes the one lady and like puts her face in the boiling, pasta. Water.
Woo!
Yeah. Woohoo!
Yeah, that's some good stuff.
That's good times. Yeah, not a bad show. I would probably recommend it. Don't take it too seriously. It's not the best thing you've ever seen, and it's not all that scary, but it's an original concept. Yeah. I like the body hopper thing.
I don't know if it's an original concept because Fallen did it.
Well, with Fallen, you just had to touch. He just had to touch it.
Yeah, you touch it.
You know, and this one, if you, it's what fucks you right there. Because if you kill that guy, then you become it. Him.
Yeah.
So you got to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole other set of shit right there, buddy. I can't even kill him. Just got to tie him up and
slap him a little bit.
Make fun of him. You give him some harsh, good talking to.
Yeah. You know,
I say there, you shouldn't be shooting people.
Thou shall not come inside me.
Come on now. Let's get it together there, you. All right, buddy. What do you got for us this week?
All right, this week, let's check out 2015's The Survivalist. It is written and directed by Stephen Fingleton. Stars Mia Goth, Martin McCann, Olwen Fiore, and Andrew Simpson.
Very cool. Check that out, inmates. We'll do the same, and we can compare notes next week.
Yes.
That's how we do it around here. Okay, well, that's going to be about it. We got no Miss Monica to educate.
So keep guessing.
Should I go ahead and tell you what it is?
No, you got another
we'll give
week.
Him another week.
Yeah, give
all
him
right.
another week.
You got another week to think about that. Yeah. Well, we're a little short. Why don't we go ahead and run some werewolf athletics?
Yeah.
I would like to talk to you about werewolves.
The Company of Wolves.
Booyah. Hey, inmates, cold and flu season is right around the corner. Now is probably a pretty good time to go ahead and stock up on some vitamins. Get yourself some cold remedies. You know it's coming. You know you're going to get sick. And the weather's getting colder, too, so exercise is starting to take a back seat to, say, NFL football.
Yeah.
Buddy.
And drinks lots of water.
That too. That always helps. Allergies are out there. I guess try Crack House Matt's Nasaline or whatever that is.
Flonase.
Flonase. Give that a shot if your allergies are really bothering you. I get weirded out by putting things up my nose. It just freaks me out for some reason. Up my nose.
You had some bad experiences, did you?
I must have. up my nose and between my toes. I can't handle either one of those. It freaks me right out. I can't do it.
Sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
It does. what else? Yeah, so let's get ready for cold and flu season there, kids. Now's a good time to... See, look at that. Yeah. You're not even ready. You already got a cold, don't you?
No, actually, I don't.
No? What are you just allergic?
To what?
I don't know. This room, no. Perhaps?
No.
Good horror movies? Yes. So check that. It's definitely start thinking about that. Bundle up when it's cold out there, of course. And, you know, just take care of yourself. Don't be a jerk off, okay? You know how to take. You're probably a grown adult. You take care of yourself so you're not sick, and then you can call in and not be like Cake Wolf and sound like some kind of a train wreck on the mental health hotline. Remember
right?
that? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Dude, let me tell you something. The last 2 days, I've listened to nothing but Cake Wolf's Monsters show.
Uh huh.
I think I can do a pretty good impression of Cake Wolf.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Give it a shot.
So this week we are doing Monsters. From 2000 whatever, I've got a new book coming out. It's called Hot Bologna. It makes no sense whatsoever. It's about anti-Semitic elephants and senior citizens that are trying to rule the world with oral sex.
I don't know about this, man. I sound like one of the Muppet characters.
That's what he sounds like. I'm probably going to edit that out. All right, inmates, I think that's about going to do it for us then. As usual, like, comment, subscribe wherever you found this show. If you feel like kicking us a few shekels, we got a pretty kick-ass reward system set up over at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/paddedroompod. Or you can find out anything you need to know about us, Horror for Dummies, or Cake Wolf over at paddedroom.podbean.com. And I think that's about going to be it. You got anything else on the week, buddy?
No, that's it.
Join us next week for The Collector and hopefully the dramatic return of Miss Monica.
Yes.
So for Miss Monica and Absentia, buddy, and the Padded Room Podcast, I'm afraid visiting hours are over.
Bye and enjoy your week.